Topic in this city and many around the country today is today marks a deadline of bids for Amazon's second headquarters, HQ2, set to employ up to 50,000 people. Cities, states have been swooning over the opportunity and the possibility when it comes to Amazon coming to their town. Joe Roman heads up the Greater Cleveland Partnership in studio with us this morning as we visit every month or so about our city and topics. And let's get to this, but let me set this up for you first. We're already fortunate with some Amazon distribution.
Yes.
And
yes.
We look forward to adding more there.
3,000 jobs coming in the east side.
As you and I talked, though, a month ago, Cleveland, one of the cities in the mix. What can you tell me?
Well, there'll be an announcement later today by our elected officials. But the good news is that this city's competing. There isn't anything this city can't go after now. And what's best about that is we actually have the confidence to do that. That's what the game changer RNC, I think, created for us. I mean, there have been public-private partnerships in this town for many, many years. We probably wrote the book on it because we have to. That's the way we have to operate in our community. But the RNC was probably the highest profile public-private partnership win the city had, and that gave us the confidence to compete for things like Amazon, and including feeling good about getting those 3,000 jobs. We haven't had 3,000 new jobs come to our community in probably a generation, and we can build from that. The good news is that Amazon sees Cleveland by those decisions that they've made out in North Randall and Euclid as a great place to be. So we can compete, and it'll start now because, as you know, what will happen and why we have to be very careful about what we say is that we do think there are some things in our bid that will be special, and that's what other cities feel, and we want to keep those in our bid. And those are the kinds of proprietary things that we have to be mindful of.
In a way, we've gone to some sadness to some swagger
when
it comes to
what we're,
right? Huh?
I think so, and I think, again, I don't want to oversell the RNC, but I do think, you look at the criteria, and we talked about this last month, when you look at the criteria that Amazon put on the table, for companies to compete, you got to be a big metropolitan area with a lot of assets. And the good news is we have those.
Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership, with me. With that point in mind, I saved this Forbes article from back in September. This is Forbes.com. Forbes, okay.
Yep.
Headline, Cleveland's surprising turnaround and what it means for new business. Yet another great article, somebody comes to this town. Parts of the article include tremendous support for entrepreneurs, talking about jumpstart,
right?
Access to capital, technology, high quality of life, Cleveland potential as the next technology hub. So many great positives.
Yeah, so many great. In fact, you had one on just earlier today about the importance the Medina County Commissioner was talking about
manufacturing. Right.
We never want to lose that base. But and you talked about it also. This city is the kind of city. Cities are different. This is the kind of city where 75 to 80% of our growth in the future is really going to come from companies already here in manufacturing, in healthcare, in IT, in headquarters, those kinds of things. Then the other 20% is the opportunity to attract new companies because of that base and those assets that we have. But overall, it's always going to be 75 to 80% of our growth is going to come from existing firms and startups. The kinds of things that Cozy and Jumpstart and others support.
All right, so later today we'll have some more. We'll have it covered, but today officially, Cleveland is like many other cities saying, yeah, here's what we're doing as far as Amazon. That's
yeah,
what
you're telling me. I'm curious as to what the I hope that Amazon by the end of the day releases the count. I'm curious as to how many bids actually came in.
Okay, a couple things else. Political races. Obviously, we've got the mayor, Frank Jackson, being challenged by Zach Reed. There's a city club debate between those two today. But every community, you got school board, you got different things being voted. The important thing is know what you're voting on and get out and do it, right?
Absolutely. You got to get out. Strange things happen when people don't go to vote. We don't have in this country, unfortunately, we don't have the greatest voting turnout records. I don't know whether that's complacency or what, but they're low. But when they get even lower because people don't go out to vote, then some strange things can happen. There are some important issues on the ballot that will affect jobs, such as Tri-C's expansion.
Let me run these by you. Tri-C's one.
Tri-C's one. That's one where we're going to be adding new facilities to support some of these new jobs that are emerging in our town, including IT and healthcare and so forth. Another one is the port. You talked about manufacturing. Well, if you can't ship the things we build here to people who need it, then obviously you don't have a productive manufacturing economy. And the port has been growing its shipping capacity over the last few years in some interesting ways.
And issue two, statewide, that's been debated, talked about a lot, huge amount of money also being spent on that.
Yeah, our organization has come out against that. As we studied it very, very carefully, and from our standpoint, a lot of reasons. But the biggest reasons is the vagaries in that bill are just too alarming. There are too many things that are unclear that will end up in court, and we just don't think that's a good way to legislate and set public policy.
Let me get you out here on NASA. And I want to mention this only because it was at the got a chance to go to the game the other night, and I'm standing there in line with everybody, and you hear conversations. Two guys behind me literally were in town from Boston, okay, ironically, but they were here for some meetings with NASA. They were a supplier.
Right.
And they stayed in town for the game. And it was just interesting to overhear what they had to say about NASA Glenn and where they were staying. Always important.
Yeah, and NASA, you know, in other cities where NASA is located, as you know, there's 10 centers around the country, NASA tends to be the big deal in those cities. Well, we have a lot of big deals, which is why NASA doesn't get sometimes as much attention as deserves. However, I just heard that finally a new sign went up on I-71 to tell people where NASA headquarters is, which I think is a big step forward.
That's good. We've already had one on 480, but finally 71,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing how bureaucracy gets in the way of that stuff once in a while. I said that, not you. Joe Roman, Greater Cleveland Partnership. Later today, we'll find out more about the bid for Amazon, right?
Yep.
All right, thanks, Bart.